keepenglish.com.
Welcome back to day 6 of our course. What did you think about the Aaron Ralston active listening story? Pretty crazy, right? If you haven't listened to it yet, download it using the link at the bottom of the page. Today, you'll be getting another active speaking lesson. If you want to hear the rest of the story and many more listening and speaking stories, check out our True Stories Listening and Speaking collection. Today, we want to talk about repetition. It isn't sexy, it isn't exciting, but it is crucial. When you're learning anything, repetition is key. We know what you're thinking. Repetition is boring. Learning should be interesting. If you aren't interested, you won't continue. If you aren't having fun, you're going to quit. That's absolutely right. You have to keep things interesting. First off, you have to find content that you think is interesting, meaningful, and makes you think. Second, you have to repeat it and re-experience it in different ways. A lot of you probably have used flashcards to study vocabulary. Vocabulary cards do work, but doing the same thing gets boring, right? You have to have meaningful repetition, and the repetition has to have enough variety to keep it interesting. You have to be experiencing and re-experiencing in different ways, or you won't continue. This is part of the philosophy behind the Deep English Method. In our True Stories Listening and Speaking collection, we give you 7 types of lessons. Active listening. Active listening slow speed. Active speaking. Future. Present continuous. Past continuous. Present perfect. These are 7 different ways for you to experience and re-experience the content. This type of repetition is designed to keep changing so that you can deeply experience the language without getting bored. Yesterday, we talked about using your imagination. Closing your eyes and imagining the way things look and the way things feel is also part of our learning philosophy. This gives you another way to experience the content. The story is the same, but we want you to re-experience it from an emotional and visual level. In the active speaking stories, we ask you to re-experience the story by answering questions. Another thing you can do to get more repetition is to stop the recording and repeat the questions before you give the answers. This kind of focused repetition is also good with the active listening lessons. Usually, we ask you to relax and focus on the meaning of the stories. Today, try something different. Forget about the meaning and focus on the sound of the language. Language is similar to music. It has a rhythm and melody. Stop the recording whenever you like and try to repeat the last sentence you hear. Copy the rhythm and melody. Give this listen and repeat technique a try, but don't overdo it. The most important thing is to enjoy yourself and keep it interesting. If you're tired of doing the active speaking, listen to the active listening again. If you're tired of the active listening, try stopping the recording and doing some listen and repeat. If you're tired of the listen and repeat technique, go back to the act of listening and just close your eyes and imagine. There are many different ways to work with the Deep English Method. The important thing is to keep it interesting and have fun. Enjoy today's active speaking story and check with us tomorrow for more advice about how to improve your English. If you've been enjoying this course and the free audio samples, check out our True Stories Listening and Speaking collection to get 4 months of listening and speaking materials.